Lord, we must thank you for abiding with us daily.
你的恩典跟真理常常在我们生活当中显现。
And you, your grace and your truth is among our daily living.
我们今天要在这里来宣告得救的福音。
Today we are here to proclaim your gospel of salvation.
主，愿你与我们同在。
Lord, please be with us.
让每一个人能够认识你。
So every one of us can understand you.
就是生命的泉源。
To that you are the source of life.
找到你，我们人生活着才有价值，才有意义。
Those of us that who find you will have true meaning and peace in our lives.
愿主赐恩祝福每一位朋友。
May you shine upon your grace and blessings upon our truth seekers and friends.
祝你的荣耀有能够你的名得到荣耀。
So that your name may be glorified.
Amen.
Amen.
请坐。
Please be seated.
欢迎诸位朋友弟兄姊妹来参加我们安息日的聚会。
I'd like to welcome our friends, relatives, and truth seekers to attend our evangelical service.
那么现在要先请我们圣荷西的唱诗班来这里献诗。
So first, we would like to invite our San Jose Church Choir to present a few hymns.
Thank you.
欢迎诸位朋友来参加我们的布道聚会。
Welcome everyone for attending our evangelical service.
今天要跟大家来讨论道成肉身。
Today I would like to discuss with everyone the topic, the Word became flesh.
请看约翰福音第一章。
Please turn to 1 John chapter 1.
约翰福音第一章。
Gospel of John chapter 1.
14节。
Verse 14.
约翰福音第一章十四节。
John chapter 1 verse 14.
道成肉身住在我们中间，充充满满有恩典也有真理。
14, the Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory in the glory of the one and only one.
三个月以前，我们在这里布道提到圣经的第一句话是起初神创造天地。
We've mentioned about 3 weeks ago here that the first phrase of the Bible mentions that God created the world.
我们今天来查考道成肉身。
But today we would like to discuss or study the Word becoming flesh.
美国是科学最发达的一个国家。
United States is considered a very technological advanced country.
很多人觉得说相信科学就不能相信神。
A lot of people who believes in science are atheists.
但是让我很惊讶的，如果你到网络去搜寻，我发现美国的宗教信仰是非常发达的。
But strangely, if you surf on the web, you will find that there's a lot of people that still believes in God.
这个代表敬拜神这件事情是没有办法被消灭的，特别没有办法被科学所取代的。
And we can see that religion or believing in God cannot be taken over by science.
因为人确实有这种需要。
Because humans in general have the nature of these type of needs.
那圣经告诉我们，我们这个需要是因为好像孩子在寻找父亲的本能。
And the Bible tells us that desire, wanting to long for God, is like a child longing after his father.
这个是没有办法取代的。
You cannot replace that.
但是当我们要寻找宗教的时候，我们发现你不晓得要从哪里着手。
But when you first start in searching for your religion, you will find that you may be lost.
有佛教。
There are Buddhism.
有回教。穆斯林。
Muslim.
还有道教。
And, Taoism.
有很多不同的宗教。
There's a lot of different types of religions.
那到底我们要怎么样去选择呢？
So how can we start to search for the right one?
当然我们可以从理论上去比较每个宗教有什么不同。
Of course, we could compare different religions philosophically.
但是到最后的不同就是它的创办人有什么不同。
But at the end,The ultimate comparison, the difference would be where did the religion come from or the source of the religion.
基督教跟耶稣差不多可以画上等号。
Christianity is equivalent to Jesus Christ.
如果没有耶稣就没有基督教。
If there's no Jesus Christ, then there isn't going to be Christianity.
所以我们所要看的就是佛教的创办人穆罕默德释迦牟尼到那个回教的创办人穆罕默德跟耶稣有什么不同。
So we have to look at the source or the founder of Buddhism and also the founder of Muslim, and how are they different than Jesus Christ.
那我们大概就知道这个宗教有什么不同。
Then we can find out what are the difference in religion.
那很多中国传统的民间宗教其实里面没有一套理论在里面。
There are a lot of customary beliefs of Chinese that do not have any concept or any theory in it.
所以它只是为着寻求一种安慰的一种宗教活动而已。
A lot of the times, these type of beliefs are only to search for a type of peace or a state of mind.
约翰福音第一章是四节说道成肉身。
Here in John chapter 1 verse 14, it says, the Word became flesh.
整本圣经就在提到一个人。
The whole Bible talks about one person.
这个人就是耶稣。
This person is Jesus.
所以整本圣经哦，就是在讲一个人，耶稣。
This entire Bible talks about one person, the Lord Jesus Christ.
那旧约圣经就是在预言耶稣的降生。
In the Old Testament times, it talks about the coming of the descending of Jesus Christ.
所以在旧约圣经里面，你可以看到耶稣这个影子。
And so you can see the forecast or the shadow of the Lord Jesus Christ in the Old Testament.
那新约圣经就是耶稣的降生。
And the New Testament talks about the coming, the arriving of the Lord Jesus Christ.
记载他做什么。
Talks about what he did while he was in this world. What did he say?
他怎么死。
What did he do or act?
他怎么复活。
And how did he die and how did he resurrected, went back to the heavens?
基督教怎么被建立。
And how did Christianity came about?
基督教怎么被传开。
And how did the gospel spread?
然后最后一卷在讲耶稣怎么要再回到地上来。
And the last book talks about how Jesus Christ will come back, his second coming.
那约翰福音第一章十四节告诉我们啊，说道成肉身。
John chapter 1 verse 14 tells us the word became flesh.
肉身是什么？
What is flesh?
就是我们人。
That's us.
每一个人都带有肉体。
Every one of us bear our own flesh.
那道是什么？
What is word?
你看第一节。
Let's look at verse 1.
约翰福音第一章第一节。
John chapter 1 verse 1.
太初有道，道与神同在，道就是神。
In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God.
所以道就是神。
So word is God.
所以这个道成肉身就是神成为人来到地上。
So when we say the word became flesh, that means God became human and came to this world.
然后来住在我们中间。
And he dwelt among us.
就是在2000年前住在犹太地他们那群人的中间。
So 2000 years ago, God came down to this world and dwelt amongst the Jews.
那个人就是耶稣。
And that person is the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以耶稣是人世间一个人。
So Lord Jesus Christ is a person in this in the history of human.
他不是虚构的一个人，不是一个故事，他真的有这个人。
He's not a fairy tale, but rather he did exist.
连不信耶稣的人也承认有耶稣这个人。
Even those people who does not believe in God recognize that Jesus once exists.
甚至圣经告诉我们，耶稣是神成为人来地上。
So the Bible tells us that Jesus is God. He became human and came down to this world.
那我们现在就要问一个问题哈，就是那神在天上就好了，为什么神要成为人来地上
？So then the question is, God should just be in heaven. Why did he want to come down to this world to become man and come down to this world?
那在约翰福音里面告诉我们两个很重要的原因，为什么神要成为人来地上
？In the Gospel of John tells us two very important reasons as to why God came to this world.
首先我们看十八节，约翰福音第一章十八节。
John chapter 1 verse 18。
从来没有人看见神，只有父怀里的独生子将他表明出来。
No one has ever seen God, but God, the one and only, who is at the Father's side and has made him known.
从来没有人看见过神。
Here it says, no one has ever seen God.
因为神是一个灵。
Because God is a spirit.
看不见。
Cannot be seen.
你也摸不到。
Cannot be touched.
但是神充满宇宙万物。
But God fills this universe.
很多人说没有神是因为他没有看见。
Many people claim that there isn't a God, but it's because he or she never seen God.
但是没有看见不等于不存在。
But the fact that we cannot see God does not represent that he does not exist.
所以如果因为我没有看见神，我就结论说没有神，这个结论是很仓促的、草率的一个决定。
So if your conclusion is that because you have not seen God and therefore there isn't a God, then this conclusion is very extreme or not accurate.
那这里说从来人没有看见神。
Here it says that no one has ever seen God.
但是父怀里的独生子将他表明出来。
Who is at the Father's side has made him known.
就是耶稣将他表明出来。
Which means that Jesus Christ has revealed him to all.
所以耶稣来世界就是要借着他让人认识神。
So the reason one of the reasons that Jesus came to this world is that through him that everyone will understand and see God.
因为这个神是一个灵，所以是很抽象的神，无形的，所以很难了解。
Because God is a spirit, he's invisible, very hard for us to fathom and understand.
那现在成为人，看得见，摸得到，听得见。
The fact that now he becomes flesh, and dwell among us, and we can see and who we can touch.
所以你就很容易了解。
Then it's easier for us to understand.
因此主耶稣说，你看见我，你就看到神。
Therefore, Jesus Christ once said that, when you see me, you see God.
你认识我，你就是认识神。
When you understand me, then you understand God.
因为神在我里面。
Because God is with me.
我在神里面。
And I am with God.
我跟神是合一的。
And I am one with God.
犹太人真的听不懂。
And the Jewish people at that time could not understand what he was saying.
因为他们只看到肉体的耶稣。
Because they only saw the Jesus in flesh.
他说为什么看到你就看到神呢？
They questioned why when we see you, we will see God.
你父亲不是木匠的儿子，你不是木匠吗？
Weren't you born from a carpenter's family? Isn't your father a carpenter?
我们这个街头里面的一个人吗？
Aren't you one of our neighbor living on the same street?
为什么说看到你就看到神呢？
So why do you claim that when we see you, we will see God?
因为他们不认识。 耶稣是神成为人来地上。
Because at the time they did not understand and recognize that Jesus is God manifested in this world.
那我们怎么知道说耶稣确实是神？
So how can we for sure know that Lord Jesus Christ is God?
神有三个很重要的特性。
God has three very important and special characteristics.
第一个,
number one,
神有权柄。
God has ultimate power.
Authority,
I'm sorry.
所以在主耶稣的身上，你可以看到那种能力跟权柄是没有一个人有的。
So from Lord Jesus Christ, we can see that he possesses the authority or the ability that no one else has.
所以他的肉体虽然算不了什么，但是你可以看到神在他的身上。
Even though physically he's the same with everyone else, but you can see that God is with him.
好，我们先来看约翰福音，马可福音第二章。
Let's turn to a book of Mark chapter 2.
好，马可福音的第二章。
Mark chapter 2.
好，从第一章开始。
Starting from verse chapter 1.
22节。
Chapter 1 verse 22.
约翰马可第一章22节。
Mark chapter 1 verse 22.
众人很稀奇他的教训。 因为他教训他们正像有权柄的人，不像文士。The
people were amazed at his teaching because he taught them as one who had authority, not as teachers of the law.
所以主耶稣在讲道有权柄。When
Jesus Christ was teaching, he had authority.
连一般人都感觉到他讲的话很有能力。Even
normal people could experience and feel that he had authority in his words.
因为他本身就是神。Because
he is God.
所以当他在讲道，他就有神的那种能力在他身上。So
when he preached, he had the ability of God with him.
所以很多人听到耶稣，他改变了。
That's why many people, when they heard Jesus Christ, they change.
因为这个耶稣的话好像一支箭扎到他的心里面。
Because the words of Jesus Christ are like arrows piercing through our hearts.
感动他的心。
And his words will inspire our hearts.
他的生命改变了。
And we will change our lives because of that.
再来耶稣还有一个权柄。
Secondly, Jesus had another type of authority.
请看马可第一章。
Mark chapter 1,
27节,
verse 27.
众人都惊讶，以致彼此对问说：“这是什么事？是新道理呀！” 他用权柄吩咐乌鬼，连乌鬼也听从他。
The people were also amazed that they asked each other, "What is this? A new teaching?" And with authority, he even gives order to evil spirit, and they obey him.
这里说连鬼也听从耶稣。
Here it tells us even the evil spirit obeys Jesus Christ.
有一次有一个女人患了七个鬼。
At one time, there was a woman that had seven evil spirits on her.
她这个人生大概都没有希望了。And
she was at the end of her hopes in life.
因为七个鬼在她身上。Because
she was possessed with seven evil spirits.
但是耶稣吩咐鬼从身上出来。Jesus
commanded the seven evil spirits to come out of her.
她就出来了。And
those spirits came out.
有一次一个人被鬼附着。
One time, a person again was possessed by demon.
那鬼很多在他身上。
There were actually a lot of evil spirit in that person.
主耶稣吩咐那个鬼出来。
Lord Jesus Christ commanded those spirits to come out.
那个鬼就出来进到猪里面，几千头的猪就投到海里面。
And those spirits came out and but went into nearby pigs, and those pigs and went wild and killed themselves.
所以灵界里面有鬼，但是那个鬼是在耶稣的权柄之下。
In this spiritual world, there are evil spirits, but Jesus Christ holds the authority over them.
好，那耶稣的另外一个权柄。
The third type of authority that Jesus possesses.
我们看马可福音第一章。
Let's turn to again Mark chapter
1:30.
Verse 30.
耶稣的岳母正害热病躺着，有人告诉耶稣。31节。
31.
耶稣近前拉着他的手扶起他来，热就退了，他就服侍他们。
Simon's mother-in-law was in bed with a fever, and they told Jesus about her. 31. So he went to her, took her hand and helped her up. The fever left her, and she began to wait on them.
这里说耶稣有医病的权柄。
Here it says, it tells us that Jesus has the authority to heal the ill or the sick.
曾经有一个人患了12年的血漏。
One time, a person had 12 years of hemorrhage.
他已经用尽他的钱了。
And this person had exhausted all the his money for help.
医生也看完了,
and have seen all the doctors.
差不多他人生没有希望,
and that person was at the end of his hope.
因为他也没有钱，也没有什么医生可以医他,
because this person did not have any more money to attend any physicians.
但是他凭着信心,
but with a faith, this person came to ask for Jesus' help.
他用他的手触摸耶稣的衣裳。
And this person just barely touched the cloak of Lord Jesus Christ.
结果他的血肉的病马上好,
and his illness was healed.
人做不到的，但是摸耶稣的衣裳就做到了。
The things that humans cannot achieve, Jesus Christ can.
因为他身上有权柄,
because he possesses the authority.
他就是神,
he is God.
耶稣最大的权柄,
the ultimate greatest authority that Jesus has.
就是叫死人复活。
That is to resurrect the dead.
有一个人已经死了4天,
there was one person that died for 4 days already. Jesus went to this person's house.
看见大家哭，他也哭了,
and saw that everyone cried, and he started to cry as well. Jesus had compassion on them. And Jesus commanded Lazarus to resurrect from his,
耶稣说,
his
death. 生命在我,
Jesus says that life is in him, and resurrection is in him as well. No one leader of a religion or founder of a religion resurrected a dead person. But Jesus Christ has the authority to raise a person from his death.
所以在约翰福音的第一章, 我们看约翰福音第一章,
let's turn back to John chapter 1,
第三节,
verse 3.
万物是借着他造的，凡被造的，没有一样不是借他造的。
Through him all things were made, without him nothing was made that has been made.
万物是借着神造的。
Everything in this world has been made by God.
这一位神成为人来到地上。
So this God that created the universe came down, became man, and was living among us.
所以耶稣就是创造万物的那一位神。
So Jesus Christ is the God that created the universe.
我们在地，在他在圣经里面可以看到，连风跟海啦、树啦、鱼啦，全部都伏在耶稣的掌管之下。
And if you read the Bible, the forces of the nature, the wind, the water, the weather, all were under the control and command of Lord Jesus Christ.
有一次，政府要派人向耶稣收税。
One time, the government at that time, asked people to ask Jesus to give tax.
他没有钱啊,
he did not have any money to give.
那怎么办呢?
So what did he do?
他告诉门徒,
he asked one of his disciples,
你去钓鱼,
go fish.
然后把那个鱼钓上来以后, 嘴打开来, 那里面就有一个钱可以纳你跟我的税。
And you will you'll catch some fish and open its mouth, and that in the stomach of the fish will be enough money for us to pay taxes.
我们想想看这个概率有多大。
And can you imagine, think about the probability of that happening?
你要去钓鱼哦，你要钓得上鱼。有时候我们钓一天也钓不到一条鱼。
The fact that you have to catch a fish first, sometimes we could spend a whole day without in fishing without catching anything.
那钓上来那个鱼，嘴巴一打开来，里面刚好一个钱。
And so they were able to catch a fish, and just so happens the fish in the stomach had a coin.
我们当中有很多是钓鱼的专家。
We probably have a lot of people that are expert in fishing.
有谁钓过一条鱼，打嘴打开了有钱的？
How many of us have were able to catch a fish in the past where it had money inside of the stomach?
对我们来讲，超不可能。
To us, it's almost impossible.
但是主耶稣这样讲，就这样实现了。
But the fact that Lord Jesus said that that was going to happen and it happened.
连鱼，海中的鱼也是在他的掌管之下。
Even the fishes in the water are under his command.
有一次耶稣在睡觉。
One time Jesus was sleeping.
在船里面。
He was on a ship.
忽然起了大暴风。
All of a sudden, there was a great wind.
他的门徒怕起来了。
And his disciples was very afraid of that.
那个水一直打进来。
Because the waves came into the ship.
就把耶稣摇醒。
And they shook Jesus and woke him up.
那耶稣起来斥责风跟海。
Jesus Christ woke up and rebuked the water and the wind.
马上风海就平静了。
And immediately that calmed the water and the wind.
这是人做不到的。
That's not something that any of us could accomplish.
但是耶稣可以做。
But Jesus could.
因为宇宙都是他创造的，也是他在掌管。
Because he is the creator of the universe, and therefore he is the master over them.
所以他有权柄。
He has the authority.
那第二个神的特色。
The second characteristic of God.
就是智慧。
Is that wisdom?
智慧本身就是智慧的来源，也就是智慧的本身。
God is the source of wisdom. He is wisdom.
所以我们人在这个地上常常遇到一些问题。
We living in this world oftentimes encounter problems.
我们不晓得要怎么处理。
There are problems that we cannot solve.
因为我们的智慧不够。
Because our wisdoms are limited.
但是主耶稣，圣经说他是奇妙的参谋。
But Jesus, in the Bible, it says that Jesus Christ, is the Lord of wisdom.
所以每一个问题他都有答案。
That's why he has the answer, to every question. He's able to solve any problems.
比方说我们人世间有很多的问题。
We may have a lot of problems and issues in this world.
我们常常想怎么去解决。
We always think and try to, figure out how to solve our problems.
举几个例子来讲。
For example,
我们如果问人活在地上要做什么？
If we ask the question, what is the purpose of our lives in this world?
那这个问题很难有解答。
It's very difficult to have an answer to this question.
这个问题跟你从哪里来，你要往哪里去有关系的。
Because this question has a direct relationship as to where we came from and where we're going after we die.
那孔子说，我不知道生，我怎么知道死？
Confucius once said that if I don't know life, then how do I know death?
如果人不知道从哪里来，不知道往哪里去，那你怎么知道你活在地上要做什么？
If we do not know where we came from and we do not know where we're going afterwards, then how do you know what your purpose is in this world when you're living?
但是当我们来看找主耶稣。
But when we are looking for Lord Jesus Christ,
答案就在这里。
The answer is with him.
耶稣说，我就是世界的光。
Jesus Christ says that I am the light of the world.
你跟着我，你就不在黑暗里面走。
And if you follow me, you will not walk in darkness.
你就要看见。
You will see.
因为他就是光。
Because he is light.
所以人跟着耶稣在走，你就可以看到人生的价值，人生的意义，人生的目的是什么。
So if you follow the first step of Lord Jesus Christ, you will have the light, you will be able to see the true meaning of life, you will find true value of life.
那如果我们没有找到耶稣，
if we cannot find Lord Jesus Christ,
没有在那个光里面，
if we are not walking under his light,
我们就不知道我们往哪里去。
Then we will be lost, we will not know where to go.
我们活在这里要做什么？
We will not know the purpose of our lives.
也是我们真的常常在想。
Sometimes we ponder.
好，我们人怎么才可以得到满足？
How can we gain satisfaction?
这是一个很难的问题。
That is a very difficult question to answer.
因为我们现在什么都有。
Because we may have everything materialistically.
但是现在的人比50年前的人更空虚。
But living in this world now is more vain than, say, 50 or 100 years ago.
所以外表上什么都有，但是内心上很空虚。
Superficially or materialistically, we may have everything, but in our hearts, we are all in vain.
谁能够告诉我们人怎么才可以得到满足？
Who can tell us how can we receive true satisfaction in life?
但是耶稣说，我就是生命之粮。
Lord Jesus Christ says that I am the food of life.
到我这里来必定不饿，信我的永远不渴。
Those who come to me will not ever be hungry and will not never be thirsty if you believe in me.
主耶稣就是我们的满足。
Lord Jesus Christ is our satisfaction.
这是一个非常奇妙的一种经验。
That is a very mysterious and special experience.
所以很多人虽然生活很忙碌，到最后他还是想要来亲近神。
So that's why a lot of people, even though they are very busy, but they still want to be able to spare some time to come to church to draw near to God.
因为他就是我们的满足。
Because God is our satisfaction.
所以很多有问题的地方，我们来到圣经里面就找到了答案。
So if we may have problems or issues, if we come and search for our answer in the Bible, then we will have our answers.
神的第三个特色就是他的爱。
The third characteristic of God is that is His love.
神爱世人。
God loves mankind.
这是我们在圣经里面所找得到最美妙的一句话。
And that is the most beautiful phrase in the Bible that you can find.
请看约翰福音第三章十六节。
Let's turn to John chapter 3 verse 16.
约翰福音的第三章十六节。
John chapter 3 verse 16.
这里说，神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
Here it tells us, for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life.
人生最大的福气是什么？
What is the greatest blessing that we can have?
这里告诉我们是得到永生。
Here it tells us is to obtain eternal life.
就是永远不死。
That's to never die.
那这个永生在哪里呢？
Where is this eternal life?
在天国。
That's it exists in heaven and kingdom.
那个永生是今生的一个连续。
So the eternal life is a continuation of our present life.
就是你结束了今生的生命，你要有一个来世的生命。
And that means that when we conclude our present life, then we will continue and have a life after.
那今生在地上，永生在天国。
The present life is on this earth, and the eternal life exists in heavenly kingdom.
所以神爱世人最大的表现就是他希望每个人得到永生。
So God loved us, and the greatest representation of that is that he wants us to have eternal life.
那人生最大的危机是什么？
What is the greatest deficiency of life?
我们常常听是危机，危机，最大的危机是什么？
What is the greatest crisis of our life?
这里告诉我们不至于灭亡，最大的危机是灭亡。
And the greatest crisis that we may face is to face on the verge of being perished.
这个灭亡有两个解释。
There's two interpretations of this word perish.
第一个是肉体的死亡。
The first is that your physical decaying.
所以有很多我们的亲人或者甚至我们本身都有这个体验。
And you may have relatives or even yourself that have experienced this before.
我们教会有个弟兄在当医生。
We have a member in our church that is a doctor.
他说有好几次哦，他知道那个病人有癌症。
And he tells me that many times he had patients that have cancer.
他不敢告诉他，这跟他讲说，你叫你的家人来。
And he did not have the heart to tell the patient, but rather he told the patient to bring his family to talk to him.
那个病人跟他讲，我没有关系，你就告诉我。
And the patients would tell the doctor, don't worry about it, just tell me what do I have.
他跟他讲，你有癌症已经末期了。
And the doctor would tell his patient that you have cancer and you are near your end of your terms.
他就好几次那个病人坐在那里爬不起来，他自己走进来的，一听到癌症他爬不起来。
And many times these patients will walk into his office, but after knowing what they have in terms of illness, they are not able to walk out of his doctor's office. So indeed, every one of us is afraid of death.
人都怕死。
Every one of us is afraid of being perished.
但是人的困境是你怕死，人又不能不死。
But the catch is that even though we're afraid, but we cannot we cannot escape death.
好，但是最大的灭亡是什么？
But what is the ultimate death?
圣经告诉我们说，进到地狱里面。
The Bible tells us that is when we enter into hell.
那圣经有两句话来形容。
There are two descriptions of hell.
第一个，地狱是墨黑的幽暗。
First, hell is eternal darkness.
在灵界里面，神就是光。
In spirit, God is light.
地狱里面没有神。
But in hell, there is not, you cannot find God.
所以是完全的黑暗。
That's why you will find total darkness.
如果你开车进到一个隧道，开了五分钟、十分钟、半个小时，还看不到那一点光，那是很可怕的事情。
If you drive into a tunnel and after 5-10 minutes, you cannot see the end of light at the end of the tunnel, that's pretty scary.
因为你没有看到那一点光，就是没有出路。
Because if you do not see the light at the end of the tunnel, that means there is an exit.
那你可能就死在这里。
Then you may be trapped there.
地狱里面没有光。
In Hades, in hell, there is no light.
那是可怕的。
That's very scary.
那没有希望的地方。
And that is a place where there is no hope.
第二个。
Secondly.
地狱里面是从不会死，火不会灭的地方。
In hell, the worms will not die, and the fire will not be quenched.
那是用地上最可怕的来形容。
And that's using the scariest terms or scenarios to describe hell.
从不会死。
The worms do not die.
火不会灭。
And the fires will not be able to be put out.
掉在里面，这是可怕的。
So if you fall into that place, then that's pretty scary.
所以这个叫做灭亡。
So that's considered being perished.
但是神爱我们。
But God loves us.
他不要我们灭亡。
He does not want us to perish.
他要我们得永生。
He wants us to have eternal life.
他不要我们往下降。
He does not want us to go down to hell.
他叫我往上升。
He wants us to be raised into heaven.
那怎么办呢？
So what should we do?
耶稣来世界上。
Or what can he do?
为我们的罪来死。
He sent Lord Jesus Christ down to this world to die for our sins.
你看这么多的宗教的这个创办人。
If you look at all the source and the founder of all different religions.
都传美妙的理论。
They all have very wonderful philosophies.
但是没有一个人是为人死的。
But not,
除了耶稣之外。
But you could, aside from Lord Jesus Christ, none of them died for another person.
所以十字架变成基督教的标记。
So that's why the cross is the symbol of Christianity.
因为耶稣被钉在十字架。
Because Lord Jesus Christ was nailed on the cross.
代表神对人的爱。
To represent God's love for us.
所以在耶稣的身上我们可以看到神的权柄，神的智慧，还有神的爱。
So on Lord Jesus Christ, we can see God's authority, God's wisdom, and also God's love.
因此约翰福音第一章里面说，从来没有人看见神，只有父怀里独生子将他表明出来。
That's why in John, first chapter, it says, No one has ever seen God, but God, the one and only who is at the Father's side, has made him known.
我们再回到约翰福音第一章十四节。
Let's turn back to, John chapter 1, verse 14.
这里告诉我们，道成肉身，住在我们中间，充充满满，有恩典，也有真理。
Here it tells us, the Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory and the glory of the one and only.
为什么耶稣要住在人的中间？
Why, did Jesus Christ dwell among us?
他要把恩典跟真理带到人世间。
He wants to bring blessing and God's grace among us.
所以我们来主耶稣的面前就是要领受恩典，也要领受真理。
So when we come to God, that means we will receive His grace and receive His truth.
在耶稣里面有很多的恩典。
In Jesus Christ, we shall find a lot of God's grace.
主耶稣在世界上一共传道三年多。
Jesus Christ preached in this world for about 3 years.
他给人的恩典也有肉体上，也有心灵上，也有灵性上。
The grace that He brought to people, were a physical nature, a spiritual nature.
肉体上就是病得医治。
Physically, people receive healings.
鬼赶出去。
They were able to. He was able to cast out demons.
困难得解决。
They were able to solve their problems.
这个是主耶稣给人的恩典。
And that was the physical graces that God Jesus gave.
所以当人走投无路的时候
，So when a person is at the end of his tunnel,
你还有一条路。
there is still another path.
这一条路就是耶稣的恩典。
That is the grace of Jesus Christ.
所以人没有绝路。
So we do not, will never be faced with a dead end.
如果有耶稣，你就没有绝路。
If you have Jesus Christ, then you will not face a dead end in life.
第二个恩典。
Second type of grace. That is of spiritual nature.
耶稣说, 劳苦端重担可以到我这里来。
Jesus once said that those who are in sorrow or are toiling, please come to me.
我要让你得到安息。
Because I will give you peace and rest.
安息, 心灵上的安息。
He will be able to give us the mental peace and spiritual rest.
你看我们现在啊, 虽然物质生活很高, 现在这个忧郁症的人很多。
Even though materialistically we are very wealthy, but we have a lot of people that are mentally ill.
看精神科医生的人很多。
A lot of people search for help from psychiatrists.
这个在显示我们现在人在心灵上多少都有点问题。
And many people in this world have deficiencies in their mental state or spiritual state.
但是耶稣要让我们得平安。
Jesus Christ, however, will give us peace.
有一个女人来到耶稣的面前哭。
Once there was a woman that came before Jesus and cried.
因为她犯罪,
because she sinned.
良心不安,
and her conscience rebuked her.
耶稣说你回去吧,
Jesus Christ told her, go back home.
平安回去了,
go back home in peace.
因为你的罪得赦免,
because your sin has been forgiven.
第三个恩典, 最大的恩典就是灵性上,
and the third type of grace is the spiritual grace.
就是让我们罪得赦免, 能够做神的儿女,
that is to have our sin be forgiven and so that we can become true children of
不必灭亡,
God.
反得永生,
so that we may not be perished and have eternal life.
那主耶稣来世界就要带给我们真理。
So Lord Jesus Christ came down to this world to bring us also truth.
这个真理啊, 就是人生的一条路。
The truth represents the path for us all.
所以啊, 电脑都有一本这个 handbook manual.
For when we have a computer, we have a manual instruction book.
告诉你人要怎么操纵电脑。
That tells us how we can operate this computer.
人活着要怎么活。
When we live, and how can we live?
主耶稣就是真理。
Jesus Christ is the truth.
他会给我们智慧, 他告诉我们人要怎么活。
He will give us the wisdom to teach us or instruct us how to live.
人有问题应该怎么解决。
When we encounter problems, He will instruct us how to solve our problems.
耶稣带给我们真理。
Jesus Christ brings us truth.
所以我们再看约翰福音第一章。
So let's turn back to John chapter 1.
12节。
Verse 12.
凡接待他的就信他名, 他就赐给他们权柄做神的儿女。
Yet to all who receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children.
所以今天如果我们相信耶稣,
so today, if you believe in God,
我们就有一种身份上的提升,
we will be elevated in our position in life.
你要变成神的儿女,
we will become the children of God.
但是如果我们没有信耶稣,
but if we do not believe in Jesus,
从圣经的观点来讲,
from the perspective of the Bible,
我们都活在罪里面,
then we are all living in sin.
所以信耶稣就是从罪人变成神的儿女。
So to believe in Lord Jesus Christ is to transform ourselves from sinners to become children of God.
第二点,
second point.
13节,
verse 13.
这等人不是从血气生的, 不是从情欲生的, 也不是从人意生, 乃是从神生的。
Children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision or husband's will, but born of God.
我们变成从神生的。
We will be transformed to the fact that we are born by God.
也就是内心的一种更新变化。
We will be renewed of our inner being.
最后会有神的形象。
At the end, we will take on the image of God.
这个就是人的价值。
And that is the value of us, of life.
人的心有神的形象。
It's so that we can have this image or represent the image of God.
所以道成肉身来世界两个目的。
So there's two reasons as to why the Word came to flesh.
第一个叫人认识什么是神。
First is so that we can understand who is God.
第二个,
second,
要叫人得恩典跟真理,
so that we may receive grace and truth.
好吧,唱诗,
please sing him.
338.
Sing him 338.
我们也可以从心来入门。
We can understand religion through our hearts.
我不晓得多少人结婚是从头脑入门的。
I don't know how many people enter marriages through their knowledge or their brain.
我只知道很多人当心相通的时候，一些条件都没有，头脑已经不用了。
All I know is that sometimes when you have communication between hearts, then everything else goes out the window.
那为什么要认识神一定要从理性来入门呢？不一定。
So why is it that when you understand God, it has to be from concept or knowledge or your brain?
你就把心打开来。
Open your hearts.
你就向这一位神祷告。
Pray to God.
神啊，你我看不见你，说我怎么信你呢？
Pray to Him and ask Him that even though if I can't see you, then how can I believe in you?
求你让我有体验。
Please allow me to have experience.
只要我有体验，我愿意信。
As long as I have your experience, then I will believe in you.
当我们这样用心向神呼求。
When we call after God with our hearts.
你有一颗愿意认识他的心。
When we have a heart that is longing to understand Him, to believe in Him.
谦卑啊，自己谦卑下来，来向他祷告。
As long as we're willing to humble ourselves, to kneel down, to pray to Him,
你信仰就会进步。
Then you will improve spiritually or in your faith.
其实很简单，不是很困难。
This concept is very simple, not very difficult at all.
所以我们现在来祷告。
So now we will pray together.
如果愿意你把心打开来。
If you're willing to open your hearts,
你向这一位你看不见的神祷告,
to pray to this God that you cannot see,
你就会有体验,
then you will experience it.
我们祷告很简单,
when we pray, it's very simple.
我们跪下来代表对神的尊敬,
we kneel down to show our respect for God.
眼睛合起来在帮助我们专心,
we close our eyes so we can be concentrated.
然后我们第一句话奉主耶稣圣名祷告讲出来。
So when we start the prayer by saying in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
因为这一句话很有力量。
Because this is a very powerful.
这个耶稣是神的名。
Because Jesus is the name of God.
奉耶稣的名祷告会发生功效。
When we pray in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, then our prayers will have effects.
然后我们讲出来，从你心里的最深处，然后念出来，哈利路亚，赞美耶稣。
And then we will follow our prayer by saying through our hearts, Hallelujah, praise. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah 就赞美神
了。Hallelujah means praise the Lord.
那你这样向他感谢赞美，神的灵就降在我们身上。
When we give thanks and we praise Him, then His Spirit will come down on you.
所以我们在当中有很多人得到圣灵，他的舌头就会卷动，说方言，听一种听不懂的话，跟神在交通。
Many of us who have received the Holy Spirit from God, they will speak in tongue and to communicate with God in tongues that are not familiar to you.
确实，神就在这里。
Indeed, God is here.
我们当中啊，很多人都体验到。
Many of us have experienced before.
你也可以体验到。
You will experience it also.
神也爱你。
Because God loves you as well.
所以我们现在要来祷告。
So now we will pray.
如果你不方便，你坐着也没关系。
If you are inconvenienced, then you can sit as well.
但是如果你愿意跟我们祷告，你会有体验。
But if you are willing, if you kneel down with us to pray together with us, then you will receive experience from God.
凡是愿意，你来祈求圣灵来体验神的啊。接受按手祷告，欢迎你到前面来。
If you want to experience God or receive the Holy Spirit, or also to be assisted in your prayer, please come forward and pray.
我们祷告大概15分钟。
We will pray about 15 minutes.
所以我们现在要一起来祷告。
Now we will pray together.
欢迎要求圣灵的到前面来祷告。
We welcome those who are willing to ask for the Holy Spirit to come forth to pray with us.
我们一起来祈祷。
Let's pray.